Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Blindfolded and Eaten Out, written and read by Cheryl Blue. We'd been hooking up for a couple of weeks and enjoying fucking each other often. To be honest, the sex wasn't really mind-blowing. It was okay. It scratched my itch and let me come, so I was good with that. He didn't really show a particularly adventurous side, so I hadn't allowed myself to hold any wild expectations like being bent over the kitchen table whilst eating croissants or taking it from the back whilst in the shower as I attempted to wash my hair. I knew the protocol. It was pretty much always the same. Meet up, talk a little, clothes off, play around, then fuck. That was until the other night. I arrived at his, mind buzzing at the thought of getting my pussy played with. As he opened the door, no sooner had the words hello escaped his lips, he scooped me up off my feet and carried me through to the front room. I managed to utter something corny like, oh, good to see you too. He set me down on the couch, adjusted me so I was sat upright, paused for a moment, then lunged forward. His hand found the back of my hand and gently pulled me closer as his taut, wet tongue pierced through my lips and began to explore my mouth. Okay, this is new, I thought. His energy was definitely different, but I was happy to go with it. After tongue wrestling for a few minutes, he pulled back and ordered me to take off my clothes. He'd never done that before. It was a gradual thing. We'd make out and clothes were slowly removed during. Never had he instructed me to take them off. My pussy quivered at his dominant request and I began to comply. He stood and watched as I removed my top and peeled off my bottoms. Once I was down to my underwear, he told me to stop there. He reached forward and slipped his hand under the couch. His hand fumbled about a bit and then reappeared. I could see something that looked like black satin, crumpled up. "Ever been blindfolded?" he asked. "No, never," I replied. The truth was, I'd always secretly wanted to be blindfolded and taken advantage of, but it had never crossed my mind that this guy would be the one to do it. He placed the folded fabric across my eyes and tied it at the back of my head. I instantly felt vulnerable, but I liked it. I felt his hands at my waist and he pulled me forward and positioned me so my back was flat against the back of the sizable couch. He slipped off my pants, pushed my legs back towards me and spread them open at the same time. I felt a little bit conscious, what with being exposed like that and not being able to see anything. But it was exciting though. I was absolutely turned on and he was about to find out just how much. Within seconds, I felt his mouth press against my increasingly wet snatch. His tongue darted about a bit and found my hardening clit. He teased me with strong licks and then he introduced some sucking. He steadily alternated between licking and sucking. My rock-hard nub welcomed it. In fact, all of me welcomed it. I raised my hips, encouraging him to suck harder and lick deeper. He responded by introducing two fingers to the equation. As they made their way up inside me, I felt more juices pour down. He quickly removed his fingers, lapped up every drop, then reinserted them. I groaned with pleasure. My senses were through the roof. Every touch was intense. The blindfold did that. As I slowly swayed towards ecstasy, he suddenly drew me forward, my back now flat on the seat of the couch, my legs in the air. There was a pause. The anticipation was immense. Then, after what felt like forever, he placed both of his hands on my inner thighs, one on each. He pushed down, gently forcing my legs apart as far as they could go. Then, he dived in again. This time, licking up and down the full length of my pussy. He tasted every part of her, savouring her flavour and enjoying her flow of nectar that continued to trickle out. My right hand found one of my nipples. It was so hard it could cut glass. I tugged at it gently as he continued to feast on me. Fuck, what took him so long to show me all of this? I thought. I continued to yank at my nipples whilst the width of his tongue massaged my clit perfectly. I could feel the build-up brewing at the pit of my tummy. He must have felt it too, because his two fingers found their way into my sopping wet hole again. Instantly, they found my spot, which resulted in the expulsion of a lot more juice. He wasn't fazed by my gushing. In fact, it seemed to spur him on. His tongue focused on flicking at my clit whilst his fingers fucked me. At this point, I had both my tits in each hand. I grabbed at them, pulling at my erect bullets and massaging the ampleness of them. I rocked gently as he devoured me. I was soaking, totally turned on, and blindfolded. "Come for me," he said through a mouthful of my saturated snatch. I needed those words and was happy to oblige. I let myself go. Fireworks popped off down below and he felt the full force of my orgasm. I heard sounds of approval escape his lips as he excitedly lapped up my cum. My hands fell away from my boobs and my legs dropped down. I was done. He got up from beneath me, helped me to sit up, then plopped down beside me. He removed the mask, looked me dead in the eye, and said, "How was that?" If you like this, you can find more of me at cherylsworld.com and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.